2 Corinthians chapter 9. For concerning the ministering to the saints, it is unnecessary for me to write to you, for I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast about you to those of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has provoked very many. Yet I've sent the brothers so that our boasting about you won't be in vain in this behalf, so that, as I said, you'll be ready. So that perhaps, if those of Macedonia come with me, if they find you unprepared, we, so that we don't say you, won't be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brothers that they would go before you and make up ahead of time your abundance, about which you had noticed before, so that the same would be ready as a matter of abundance and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he that plants sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he that plants abundantly shall also reap abundantly. Let every man give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly, nor because he must, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace to be abundant for you, so that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, will be abundant in every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now he that ministers seed to the planter, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your planted seed, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all abundance, which causes thanksgiving to God through us. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings to God. While by the putting into practice of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution to them and to all men, and by their prayer for you, who long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift.